This is Parsha Parshas B'Shalach. It says in the pasuk, "Vayeichu shloish Yisraelim b'midbar, v'lo yimatzu mayim." They went 3 days in the midbar and they couldn't find water. The Gemara tells us, "Bavakamat apay base," that from there on, for that was the takana of the Nevi'im established, the Nevi'im of that generation, that they should start doing Kriyas HaTorah. So they won't have days without water. Water is Torah. So under the Shabbat, Tiknu Lahem, Shukrayim, B'Shabbos, you're laying the Torah on Shabbos, or Sigi Be'echa, B'Shabbos, Tapa Sunday, Kurim B'Shani, you're laying on Monday, Sigi Shlishi Reviv, Kurim B'Chamishi, Un Sigi Yom Shabbos, the whole sequence that we have, Kadesh Lo Yalinu Yomim, Yigimel Yomim B'Lo Torah. They should not have 3 days without Torah. The Gemara here says, what about, then Ezra was attacking us with something. The Gemara says, this takana was, they should have one person reading three psukim, and then came Ezra to add what we have today. We have at least, usually 10 psukim, and we have three aliyahs. That's what the Gemara says. You learn from here the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, regarding Kriyas HaTorah in general, there's a very famous chakira. And let's put it the way the Birkas Shmuel Baruch Ber brings it in the name of Rabbi Chaim. The Chakira is a Kriyas HaTorah, a din, an individual, that every individual has to hear Torah. Just, you can't do it if you don't have a tzibur. But it's an obligation on each individual. Or it's an obligation on the tzibur. It's an obligation on individuals, an obligation on the tzibur. Mine of Kamina. So we'll start the way Reb Chaim says it. Reb Chaim starts, we'll start with Reb Chaim, and then we'll see how what comes to us for enough communists. Reb Chaim wants to say the following. He wants to say the idea of ruboy kechuloy, if you have a majority, that's you don't need more than that. That applies only if you already have something in the individuals, meaning tefillah. Tefillah, you have a chiyuv for every individual to daven. You can't daven if you don't have a tzibur. So if I have ruboy kechuloy, I have six people that didn't daven, so I can create a tzibur with all the four. Because the chiyuv is already there in every individual. I just need a tzibur. So I, with the six, I can create, I already have a majority of a tzibur, ruboy kechuloy. But if I don't have a chiyuv until the tzibur is there, there's no chiyuv individual. It's a chiyuv only a tzibur. You can't say ruboy kechuloy. Let's say you have 10 people that, let's say Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv and a tzibur. And you have only six people that they need to hear, four already heard. There's no chiyuv and a tzibur to hear. So you can't say Rubik Kechulay, because Rubik Kechulay works only as much as each you already have a chiyuv before. So I say that Ruboy already applies, each of the villages has its own chiyuv. I need to have 10, so I have 6 to have a chiyuv, Rubik Kechulay. But if the chiyuv starts only once you have 10, if you don't have 10, the chiyuv doesn't start. That's how he says. So if it's a chiyuv and a tzibur, you must have all 10 needing the Kriyas HaTorah. If you have only 6 needing the Kriyas HaTorah, you cannot have Kriyas HaTorah. If it's a chiv individual, you can have Kriyas HaTorah even on a
regular. The you guys agree to it, you cannot do it.
Can't do it. That's what says Reb Chaim. Lamai said this Reb Chaim seems mefarish that the Rishayim disagree with that. The Ramban and the Milchamas and Megillah prince is arguing the Balamar and wants to speak about the difference between Kriyas and Megillah and other things should be Kedusha. And he says, the difference between Kriyas and Megillah and other things should be Kedusha seems to say exactly what Reb Chaim is talking about. That Kriyas and Megillah, he says the following. He says, Ashnuim shaseinu kulam choyves atzir burim. Ve'einam yuchevim adobo. Aval Megillah kishat atzir buchayav kach yikol yochid v'yochid chayav. So Megillah, every individual needs to do a Megillah. Every individual has to do a Megillah. So you have an obligation to each individual. Just ma'av. The inyan is the Megillah should be done with tzibur. But really, each individual has a chiyuv. Masha'enken, other things, which we'll see in a second what it means, other things. Other things, you don't have a chiyuv for each individual. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur. That's how the Ramban is coming to Mechalek between Megillah and other Dorash Megidusha. Says the Ram brings it. He says, that's one of the times it says, why is Megillah not mentioned in the list of things he need a minion? So says the Ramban, that's a chiluk. The chiluk is everything else is a chiluk in the tzibur. And you have to have yud. You call Gvein Oisim Oisim Elim can be yud. Oy rubam mechuyavim adavar. Or the majority is mechuyavim adavar. Kagon shalosh shalom kadosh baruch hu. They didn't hear. Aval migilo aloi beinah yulim shubesu eniso, kavil b'shiyavim koreim osu b'yot. So the Ram quotes the Ramban, and he says, rubam is good enough. When I'm talking about a tzibur, the majority is good enough. Mefirish na'al kabchayim. Kabchayim said, if you have a tzibur, the chiyuv starts only once you have 10. But the Ram says, the difference between any davar shebekedusha and megillah is megillah is a chiyuv of an individual. And every davar shebekedusha is a chiyuv on the tzibur. And therefore, it's you need a tzibur or rubish al tzibur. Shekin megillah is a chiyuv of an individual. They say that Rav Chaim had a different way to learn the Ram. There is a way to explain, just this is what we're talking about, davar shebekedusha. What does it mean, davar shebekedusha? Talk about davening. That's what Rav Chaim spoke about, each individual needs to daven. So it could be Reb Chaim will say there's three levels. There's a level that each individual has a chiyuv to do it even alone, like Megillah. Better to do it then, but you could do it on your own. Megillah. Megillah says that. Then there's a chiyuv that you have, each one has a chiyuv to be part of a tzibur. Like, meaning, you want to daven tefillah, and you want to daven tefillah with tzibur. Each one has a chiyuv to be part of the tzibur. There, if you have a rov, a majority, you're good enough, because each person already has the obligation to be part of the tzibur. But then you have Kriyas HaTorah, he says, Kriyas HaTorah, there's no chiyuv until you don't have a tzibur. That's what Yemi says. The Ma'ase says, that's what Yemi Chaim says, but Kriyas HaTorah is the thing, if you don't have the $10 obligation, you don't have it. The Ma'ase says, Biralacha doesn't look like Chaim. Biralacha at Simen, Kufim Gimel, brings a question. For Kriyas HaTorah, do you need to have a majority that didn't hear the Kriyas HaTorah or not? So it says the Biralacha, he brings a Chayodim, they ask this question, the first Biralacha at Kufim Gimel, says the Biralacha, he brings it. V'irani kol d'lechot shefush baran reish pekan megillah v'suv the megillah is not Rabbi Yochi the berubam shleikor usagi. He learns from this rad for Chris Ter as well. In other words, the machlekes here between Rav Chaim and the Biolocha had to learn this rad. The Biolocha learns from this rad that Chris Ter is like any other thing. You need to have a majority is good enough. According to the Reb Chaim, no, because there's a different level. Because there's no chiyuv to have a tzibur.
You need 10 people.
You need the 10 people to need the
Kriyas. You have 9 people and they hire about Kriya Ritlane that day, we wouldn't work.
For Kriyas HaTorah, according to Reb Chaim, right. You need to have all 10. Right. A minyan. Baruch Hu, Kaddish. Right? Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, you need to have a minyan. So Reb Chaim will say, yeah, that's for Baruch Hu. Each individual needs to hear Baruch Hu, even before the Baruch Hu. But Kriyas HaTorah doesn't start till then. But the Ma'aseh, even according to Mishnah Berurah, there is a difference between Kriyas HaTorah and other things. As the Mishnah Berurah himself says in Tzimur Kuf Mevav, the Mishnah Berurah, there's a big Biralacha. The Biralacha there speaks about another thing, which is not exactly what we're talking about. Some confuse that Biralacha with our topic. Is it a Chiyuv Tzibur or not? Well, the big Biralacha is speaking about it. Do you need to have 10 listening to Kriyas HaTorah or not? But in the middle, Biraloch has a parenthesis. Very long Biraloch. And he says the following. He says, there's a difference between Tefillah and Kriyas HaTorah. What's the difference? V'teida. V'abin yonah Tefillah echod mikabetz asor b'nei odom av shekvayet pelu v'yatsu de Baruch HaKdusha. One individual could gather 9 other people to do Baruch HaKdusha. V'ayim v'yateh v'ayim Baruch HaKdusha. That's called Pairis HaShema. There is a concept of one individual asking 9 others, I need you to come in Mashiach Minyan. V'akolim him Achrov. V'lo imatzinu kem v'kriyas HaTorah. Sheechat shalosh shoma kriyas HaTorah. Yuchal kabet hasor shekvar koru. V'likus oit pa'am mishvili. V'akolim chadon iskeno ele b'tzibur davka. So Biralach learns, also, there's a difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Davin. Reb Chaim learns, Kriyas HaTorah, you need to have 10. Biralach says, no, a roiv is enough. But there is a difference. Can I have one guy, not a roiv, ask to do a Kriyas HaTorah? Baruch HaKdusha, I don't. I could have 9 people that didn't daven. Not to be Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's a different thing. Tefillah B'Tzibur, you need to have 6 that didn't daven. But if you need to do only Baruch HaKdusha, it's called Pairis HaShema, one guy tells, you know, sometimes you have it, right? People, someone jumps into davening, and he does like a quick Kedusha. One can ask 9 others, please join me. I have a chiv to your Baruch, please help me. But Kriyas HaTorah, you need to have 6 people, according to Mishnah Berurah, that need Kriyas HaTorah in order to do it.
It's not
sure
of a smichus Torah when they delay the entire thing
for
one person
didn't
get
aliyah. Yeah, it's a problem. So taking a
simchus
Torah for that's a problem. So
I want
to get to
this.
So
we see
it.
People do it.
They'll
make a whole.
No, so simchus Torah is when the simchus Torah is out. Let me get to that. So 1 second. So comes out. All I'm bringing this whole like Gedama basically So say there is here a chiluk between kriyas haTorah and davening. Could be both need a tzibur, both need ten. But kriyas haTorah is a chiyuv on the tzibur. Now there's enough community of Chaim to say they need to have ten. The Mishabur disagrees, but you see the Mishabur does agree that there is a difference. Kriyas haTorah, you cannot have one guy asking nine to join him. Masha'inke, when you're talking about tzibur, Baruch Hu, you could have nine. So what will be the Chura, this thing, if it's a chayv on the tzibur or not, is totally the following of Kamina, following Machlekes. There is a din for us to say shtayim mikra echatagum and shabbos. Say shtayim mikra echatagum. That comes, it's in Reish Pehein Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Haim. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. You can read the parasha shtayim mikra echatagum. Bishas kriyas haTorah. During kriyas haTorah, you can do shtayim mikra echatagum. Ha, you're not hearing you're not really with the Baal Kari. Baal Kari is reading one thing. You're reading two plus time. Shulchan Aruch is not a problem. The writer of the Rama over here sends us to Siman Kuf Mevov. Siman Kuf Mevov speaks about a sugya that we had recently in Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas, we had, if they're laning the Torah, can that nafches, can a person learn something else during that time? Tosfos speaks about it. So many shittas in the Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch brings a whole slew of Rishonim. Can you learn something else? So he says, if you have other ten that are listening, only if he's turning around his face. And there the Shulchan Aruch says, says the Mishnah Berurah over there, even if you hold that when you have a Tekiras HaTorah, you can't be part of Yishmei HaTzibur, now you're part of it. They have to be completely doing something completely different. But if you are involved in what the Tzibur is doing, the Tzibur is reading the Parsha. And you're also reading the Parsha. Not exactly what the Tzibur is doing. They're reading one time, the Baal Kari is reading one time Parsha of B'Shalach, and you're reading twice with a Targum, but you're involved in what the Tzibur is doing, then you're good enough, then you're not part of Tzibur from that Indian. And you're okay, mitzad, shtayim mikra echatagum, going to do it, it's not a problem. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Reish Pehei, he brings the book of Avraham, b'shem ha-shlo, shemachmer b'zeh. What is he machmer? Ela kol tzrichim lishmoya akriya mipi eshel tzibur. You have to hear the Baal Kari. V'chen u da'as agro, shu'u v'may siraf. De'etzeg lishmoya kol teva v'teva v'loris b'chomash. That's what he says. And he says, that's really, who's that? It's out the Shibulei Aleket, Haram, the Riyah Gores Maimon, the Besesif, that you're not allowed to do it during Kriyas HaTorah. He says afterwards, you could follow with the Chazan, Mila B'Mila. Right? So what's the Machlekes over here, between the Shittas? Seems to me that's the Machlekes. The Machlekes is this Chakira. Is Kriyas HaTorah a obligation on every individual? You have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So if the Baal Kari is reading Kriyas HaTorah, and you're not listening to Kriyas HaTorah, you're doing something else. I mean, not completely something else. But you're busy with the parasha. You're not hearing the words. So you're not hearing to your obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Shibur HaLeket will hold. But the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't care if you don't hear Kriyas HaTorah. I don't need you to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is not chiyuv on you, it's chiyuv on the tzibur. Now you can be poyish with the tzibur. But as long as you're not poyish with the tzibur, you're doing something which is involved in the tzibur. So you yourself, you're not hearing to your obligation to hear the Torah because you have no obligation to hear the Torah. It's not obligation to you, it's obligation to the tzibur. That chur will be the machlekes. You could argue and say that maybe once you have a chiyuv in the tzibur, the chiyuv goes in each individual. But let's keep it like in a simple difference. Is it a chiyuv in each individual, maybe through the tzibur or not, or is it a chiyuv on the tzibur? Chiyuv on the tzibur, I don't have to hear it. Yeah, oh, so that's what it's a very long bir halacha, and Siman Kuf Mevov is discussing, can he be one of the ten? Do you have to have 10 that are listening, accepted? And one of his rise, that parenthesis that I mentioned, is because it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, you must have 10 that are listening. Because if not, there's no tzibur here. If you're saying the whole thing is to have a tzibur, so you have to have 10 that are listening. That's what he wants to say. That's part of the title of the
story. What does that really mean, though?
Because following to what the Baal Kari said, listening to the Baal Kari. Because if you're dreaming, but you're actually listening, that can sit to be enough.
It's like, by the same shots, we need a man.
So no, he wants to say that's a chiyuv with the Achaz Lashas. So Lashas can be someone sleeping.
But they say amen.
You have to, but I'm saying, are you yoytzu tzibur if you have one guy sleeping? So that's the Ashita that says you could. Kriyas HaTorah, you'd have to have actual people listening because it's more tzibur. That's what the Biur Halacha wants to say. So you have to have 10.
What would be the difference?
No, because the chiyuv on the tzibur. In other words, you have to have a tzibur. Here, let's say I bring two other nafkaminas over here. And they bring the different mishtaburas in different places. One is, if you have an individual who's alone, he's in jail. Should you bring a sevetor for him and lay Torah for him? So he says, no, it's a chayv in the tzibur, not a yochid. There's no obligation. What? And it's a tzibur in jail, something else. Another example is like this. You have a din, if a tzibur did not lay in the Torah, for whatever reason. So next week, they have to lay in both parshas. Last week's parsha, this week's parsha. What happens if it was an individual that didn't lay in the Torah? He read next week two parshas. So the answer is, you don't lay. Why not? Why don't you lay? Because it's not a chiv on an individual. It's a chiv on a tzibur. There's no tzibur that missed it. Now, so the whole idea of America to go to Eretz Yisrael, all that. So what they do is, they daven minchan Shabbos. That's what we have back for that. And minchan Shabbos, you lay the whole parsha. Because you're already laying in the Torah anyway. So you lay in a little bit more. That's what you do. In other words, when people go for Eretz Yisrael, they're here, let's say, Shabbos, Pashas, Shlach. And the next week, Pashas Kriyach. Next week's Pashas Shlach. So the Mincha of Shabbos, and here in the Chutzarts, they're going to lay Mincha of Pashas Shlach. That's what happened with the Ritz of my son. So that Mincha, you do the whole Pasha of next week, so they're not going to miss. Because anywhere you lay in the Pasha, so you can lay a little bit more. But to be Moitzi, that say that's a retire for this individual, you can't do that. Because of this problem.
I've seen that around. The Americans came there and they started Shabbos half hour early. And they did the last six parsha and the six parsha.
Okay, so again, so you're ready to take out the Sefer Torah, you can do it. And it's Sefer Torah, so already the Sefer Torah is out. But to do a Christian, you have this for that, that you can't do because it's not a denunciable. But Sheikin, if we'll be in the Yochid, then it cannot be. Every individual has a Chiyu. So here you have the difference between Chiyu and Nachid. And I want to end the last thing. Bididi Ava Uvda. So we, what? Bididi Ava Uvda means I had this following story. I was in Brazil. And we were in a. And we went to a summer house, and for Pesach, and we had over there 11 adults, 5 of them bnei chutzarts, and 6 bnei Eretz Yisrael. So we came yontif sheni of the first days. For bnei chutzarts, it's yontif. For bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's chol hamoed. So the shaila is, what do you do with davening and kriyas Torah? And Krista is the same. Krista was not a problem. But after, what do you do with davening? And after. So, I met afterwards Rav Yechiel Michel Stern from Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, who was here. And I asked him the shaila. And he told me, the answer is like this. For davening is not a problem. Davening, you can daven bnei chutzarts. Even though the roiv is bnei Eretz Yisrael, but you are in chutzarts, and you have people here that have to chiv chutzarts. So, one of bnei chutzarts will get up to daven. And the 6 other ones will join as a tzibur, even though the chazan's chat is different. Leave that aside. But haftarah you can't do. You can't do the brachas of haftarah. Why? So according to what we're learning today, it makes a lot of sense. Because haftarah, the chazan said the kriyas Torah, because haftarah came in lieu of kriyas Torah. Kriyas Torah is did in tzibur. Here you don't have a tzibur in the chayiv, it's only 5 individuals. Only 5 bnei chutzah need to do haftarah. The bnei chutz Eretz Yisrael don't have to do haftarah because there's no haftarah in Cholamar. So in Mele, there you have you can't do the brachas. Kriyas Torah and haftarah is a din in the tzibur, at least according to Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, we saw the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. They go in that you have to hear each individual. You can't do something else. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. So in Mele, the churma at least you can't do Kriyas Torah, especially for individuals, because it's not a chiyuv individuals. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur.